All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee, a 30-year veteran of the practice of law, a longtime conservative. He is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, let me just say, there are some days when you get news that sets in hard. I mean, so much so that you can remember where you were when you heard it. 4 years ago today, I was prepping my show, and I had a notion about what I would talk about in my opening monologue, and then it happened. It happened. The news brought word of an unspeakable tragedy. I sent out a very short tweet that same morning, and all my tweet said at the time was, "I haven't felt like this since 9/11. And that was true. Today marks the fourth anniversary of the most heinous of crimes, the most callous and reckless disregard for security, and the flashpoint for foreign policy that set the U.S. backward 20 years on the world stage. 4 years ago today, the Biden administration was determined to end the war in Afghanistan, not because they should, not because they could, but just because they wanted to be different than Trump. We know that Biden was desperate for the symbolic withdrawal from Afghanistan to be completed by the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Just gonna do it. Look, never tell the enemy what your mark on the calendar is. You only tell the enemy what your goals are, and that you will be there pounding them into submission until your goals are met. But no, not Biden. Biden went ahead and announced a date. And so without a plan, without a defense posture, with complete disregard for the security of our troops, our allies, and our friends, the Biden administration abandoned Bagram Air Base in the dark of night, literally. Biden abandoned the prison at Bagram that held so many Taliban extremists, and the enemy quickly came and set all the prisoners free to return to the battlefield. And the Biden team left behind $1 billion in military equipment and weaponry for the Taliban. They abandoned upwards of 1,000 U.S. citizens or green card holders, and they forced the remaining U.S. troops who were now in even smaller numbers to retreat to an unfortified civilian airport in the middle of a crowded city. Thousands of Afghans panicked and made a run for the airport in Kabul. Hysteria set in as people rushed to the airfield and began clinging to U.S. Air Force planes. We watched on the news as they fell to their deaths. It was awful. And on today's date, a suicide bomber 4 years ago today walked into the crowded area outside of the Abbey Gate of Kabul Airport and detonated himself. 13 U.S. service members were killed, 45 wounded, over 100 Afghan civilians died in the melee. Small arms fire broke out as the attackers made recovery of the dead and wounded even more difficult. And days later, the flag-draped coffins came off the plane as Joe Biden looked absentmindedly at his watch like he had someplace better to be. The bombing at Abbey Gate actually marked the worst loss of life for U.S. forces in over a decade. And we know now that the suicide bomber was actually one of the prisoners that was set free from the Bagram prison that Biden had just left unguarded a few days before. Well, like many of our listeners, I'm a veteran of Afghanistan myself. I was there when the war was just starting. I served on a small special operations team living among the Afghan people for nearly a year. And while I was there, there was a sense of mission. There was. Somebody show me what to do, point me in the right direction, I will go there. Don't let me miss it. Somebody had to do something, right? Post 9/11. Well, I'll do it. Just tell me where and how. But 4 years ago today, it was as if everything we had done, all the good that we had accomplished, all the blood and treasure spent were somehow squandered and cast aside, like pearls before swine. Look, no war should last forever. It shouldn't. But every soldier should know that those who sent them to war would also honor their service and appreciate their sacrifice. And when Joe Biden looked down at his watch while the flag-draped coffins came off that plane, when General Milley kept his job, when parents of the dead and wounded received no support, well, y'all, that was a dark day that was made even darker because so many of us felt like a part of us was left there at the Abbey Gate. But yesterday, in a move that was characteristic for the current administration, President Donald Trump actually decided to right the wrongs to the extent that he can. In a ceremony at the Oval Office on Monday, Trump invited Gold Star families to be there when he signed the fourth anniversary of the attack at Abbey Gate 2025 proclamation. He said it was way past time that these families and their loved ones were honored, and yes, it was. Trump said that we are, quote, 4 years into this nightmare and that it was high time for people who served in the Biden era to be held accountable for the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trump said as commander-in-chief, he will, quote, never allow our military service members to be so betrayed, our friends to be so abandoned, and our credibility to be so destroyed. The proclamation that he signed yesterday, it read in part, "As our nation solemnly marks 4 years since the attack on Abbey Gate, we honor the memory of the 13 brave souls and every military service member to ever die in the line of duty, and we renew our resolve to protect American lives, defend American interests, and uphold American sovereignty." It's a great proclamation. Well, just like that, on that morning 4 years ago, I felt like I was in need of a mission. Someone tell me what to do and I'll do it. I believe the bombing at Abbey Gate was one of the greatest moments of crisis of our decade. Well, Trump's ceremony yesterday, though, is partly symbolic, and I get that. But it also, it established that sense of duty that I'm talking about, that sense of mission. One that I know many of you share because that's the kind of people you are. Duty, that feeling of an obligation, a debt that's owed and never fully repaid. It's a sense of maintaining our national honor, of not allowing someone else, much less a rogue group of violent, backward-thinking, hairy-knuckled misogynists, not allowing them or anyone else to dictate our reputation on the world stage. You see, our honor is of our making. It's a sacred matter not to be taken lightly. Because this is our country. This is our home, our refuge. This is a place where the sweat of our brow and the work of our hands has forged a future for our kids. Our country where the generations before us labored and fought and loved and laughed to form a more perfect union. We're talking about duty, honor, and country. Far more than just a phrase. Far more than anything the Biden administration could ever figure out. It's not some melodramatic intonation of old-school promises. It's real to the vast majority of Americans. I mean, sure, the network news wants you to believe that things like critical race theory and Antifa and white supremacists and Black Lives Matter, that all of those and those fringe elements like them are the core systems somehow of who we are. In some way, they're the true nature of who we are. No, they most certainly are not. The core of our citizenry actually recognize the value of our national heritage. The vast majority of Americans will still fly the flag, stand for the anthem, and volunteer for the cause. Duty, honor, and country. General Douglas MacArthur, he elaborated on those three concepts in an iconic speech at West Point in 1962. In one segment, he said this. He said those three words, quote, "symbolize a great moral code, a code of conduct and chivalry of those who guard this beloved land of culture and ancient descent." Duty, honor, country, he said. Those three hallowed words reverently dictate what you ought to be, what you can be, what you will be. They are your rallying point to build courage when courage seems to fail, to regain faith when there seems to be little cause for faith, to create hope when hope becomes forlorn. The unbelievers will say they are but words, but a slogan, but a flamboyant phrase, but they actually build your basic character. They mold you for your future, he said, roles as the custodians of the nation's defense. They make you strong enough to know when you're weak and brave enough to face yourself when you're afraid. That's why I have the audience that I have, by the way. That's why you are who you are, of all ages, of every demographic, people who embrace the ideas of duty, honor, and country. We hold these concepts as real. They are a part of who we are. That's why yesterday's ceremony in the Oval Office was so important. It was a statement. It was a needed word. It was an acknowledgement. It was a level of appreciation that had been lacking. It was an indication that the duty and the honor of those men and women who died that day would not be forgotten. Look, we still have the capability as a nation, the full capability, as a military, to fully engage this process, to reestablish who we are on the world stage. Make America great again, that's more than a slogan. It's a creed. It's a way of life. It's a rallying cry. And look, I'm no rocket scientist. I mean, militarily, I'm just an old colonel, a salty old ranger who still tries daily to beat back the ravages of time, pops another Tylenol when it catches up on me. But I can see a few things, even from this side of the far horizon. I can see the need for accountability still even 4 years later. Why? Because it's about duty, honor, and country. It's about caring for those who go to hard places and do the hard things so that back home we don't have to. It's about being there for our friends, standing with our allies, and never accepting defeat. And yes, it's also about accountability, because accountability actually restores confidence. Accountability for those who made tragic and unfounded decisions that cost so many lives that day and squandered so much victory. If we do anything less, then we will have handed our honor to those who have little regard for it. Duty, honor, and country. It is far more than a series of words. The president was right to issue that proclamation yesterday. He was right to gather with the Gold Star moms and dads. I say remember Abbey Gate, and that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.